there's another world out there. Although it's out there, it's right here. It's right in front of you. It is right in front of you. It, information technology, the hologram is telling you everything you need to know. And the hologram means hologram. Holy written, completely written, holographically written, complete, whole, finished. The script is written. Your calling is sure. You know, the Bible says the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God, right? Well, it already is. You just can't see it yet. Some people can see it. Because everything in front of you, I don't care if it's the grass, I don't care if it's the trees, I don't care if it's the concrete, I don't care if it's the signs on the highway, the signs are everywhere. I don't care if it's a steeple on a church. It's a bizarro land. I think the people who got persecuted the most, God says, okay, let me just give them something else to think about instead of this place. The ones who had it the hardest seem to be the ones that God reaches down and gives them a special gift or something. I don't think that's the only thing I can figure. I don't know. He gets to choose who he wants to reveal stuff to. You know, think about Jonah and John the Baptist and Adam and Eve and Abel. Adam was a prophet. Abel was a prophet. The Bible talks about seers. The Bible says they used to be called seers. Now they're called prophets. Now, what is a seer? What is a prophet? Somebody who can see the future, right? Or God gives a special word to, right? Well, I promise you, if you're a born-again saint, all you have to do is read Revelation, take all the data points, and it'll all the puzzle pieces come together. You'll actually see the foreshadowing of Revelation right now. You'll actually see the foreshadowing of Revelation right now. When people say word up, they don't say word down because the word is up. When people do a crossword puzzle, it's because the puzzle is the cross and the word. Let's see if some explosion went off in your mind. Let's see if a light went off in your mind. If somebody's doing a crossword puzzle, it's because the puzzle of life, fractally, holographically, everywhere you look, is the word and the puzzle. I mean, the cross and the word. Let me say it again. If somebody's doing a crossword puzzle, it's because the puzzle of life is the word and the cross and the word. In him we live and breathe and have our being. By him all things consist. If you read Colossians 1 and Colossians 2, very slowly, look it up in the Greek, unfold the words, you'll see that Jesus is holding it all together. By him all things consist. C-O-N, sis, to stand. S-I-S-T is to stand. And why is it S-I-S-T? Because the sister, Adam's wife, sister, spouse, beloved, the sister helps the man. She's a helpmeet to hold him up so he can go do his thing. She makes his food, he goes out, works by the sweat of his brow and builds a house so they can stand firm, stable. Abel is stable because of S-T, Abel, the snake on the pole. By faith, the blood, he brought a blood sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. My IQ is only like 134, 133. But I focus. When I focus on something, that's all I do. That's all I think about for years until I master it. You know. That's all I think about. Then it gets bored. Then it gets boring. Once you master something, it gets boring. You move on to the next thing. Then you do that again. Move on to the next thing. Then you come to find out, hey, this is the same. When you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, you'll see that there's plumbing and electrical parts, and there's always a male adapter and a female adapter in the electrical and the plumbing. What's that about? That's the ones and the zeros. That's the connection. There's the connection point. Why is it, you know, when you're first decoding this reality, when you say something's going on, it's all like jumbled, it's all like separated. But the more you take all the puzzle pieces and put them together into a big holographic picture, they all start to line up. Everything starts to line up piece by piece by piece. And then you say, oh, it's a fractal hologram. Oh, it's deja vu every day. Oh, everything's happening now. Oh, the red versus blue, the black, white, and red. It's all the same every day, everywhere you go. I don't care if you're in your bedroom, your kitchen, at work. I don't care if you're on the highway. The same truth is right in front of you all the time. The same truth is right in front of you. And then when you start to break it down and you see the same truth that's right in front of you, oh, you say, oh, it is right in front of me. And then you start to really go crazy when you say, oh, not only is it right in front of me, it's in me. You got two legs, you got two arms, you got 10 toes, 10 fingers, the number 20 goes back to teeth across. It is written, the fingers are called digits. Man can only create stuff after the creation. Man is thinking, oh, I invented a washing machine. No, you didn't. It was already encoded in reality. The cycles of time, Tide dishwashing liquid. The cycles wash you. The cycles of time wash you. You go to the ocean, it washes you. You didn't invent nothing. It's already been here. Oh, I invented a coffee machine. Or, oh, I invented a fax machine. No, you didn't. It was already here. You just pulled it out of the ether. You just pulled it out of the 5D into the 3D. I invented a time travel machine. No, you didn't, because we're all time travelers. You don't want to be a time traveler because time is befallen. You want to be in steady state now. You want to live in the now. You want to live in the present. The present was pre-sent as a gift, present. The present was pre-sent as a gift, a present. It was all pre-sent. It was all pre-written. It was all pre-scripted. That's why everything's deja vu, because you couldn't function as a human without it being a repeat. You've seen it before. You're prepared. You're prepared, pre-cut. It's all prepared. You can go into your job tomorrow and you already know what everybody's personality, what they're going to say, what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. You've already seen it 1,000 times. If you're aware, if you're cognizant, cogs, the cogs of time. Oh, I invented a new word. No, you didn't. Just pulled it down from the ether. It was already there. And the types and shadows are actually right in front of you. And let's say you invented some kind of new technology. The word technology is word craft. So, you know, this is what gets me. Everybody says, oh, it's numbers. No, Jesus is the word. Everything is a logos word. Everything is a word. This red light, I don't have to speak English or any language, but when I come up on this red light, I know it means stop. That's a word. I'm underneath a bridge. I don't even have to know the word bridge. I know there's cars going above me. That's all that matters. I don't have to know the word bridge. It's a word in and of itself. It's function. The man has a function. The woman has a function. You don't have to know words. You just know their function. Your tires have a function. Your steering wheel has a function. You don't have to have the words. You know what it is because the shape of it and what it's doing. Everything is a word. Everything is a word. Because in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word dwelt among us. So the Word manifested down here in 3D, but it started in the 5D or higher. 11D, 12D, whatever. And so it started higher, and it manifested down here. So when you speak a word, or you think a word, it has to manifest. And if you close yourself off in a room, it'll manifest as a phantom because it is a copy machine down here. Mind is spirit. Mother Earth is responding, birthing out the seed of the mind. That's why when you do blueprints, you get something done faster. And I'm a matter of fact, on my remodel, I think I need to just go ahead and make a list of everything I need to do and just check it off one thing at a time. That's what I'm going to do. By the grace of God, I'm going to do that. Today or tomorrow or this weekend, I'm gonna just write it out. Lord, help me. When you're trying to pull the saints out of Babylon because you love the saints and you're trying to set the captives free and you're trying to help be in two worlds at one time, it's kind of hard. It's kind of emotionally draining, to be honest with you. It's really something. Apostle Paul said, I'm willing to spend and be spent for the church, you know. When you get up, when you really get that, when that starts, when that becomes a part of you, nothing else matters.